The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Buddhang saranang gacchami dhammang saranang gacchami sanghang saranang gacchami tutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami tutiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami tutiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. As we settle now, relating to the body with non-aversion, which means this willingness to include the experience, to be close, we can begin in a fresh way. What does it look like now to be relating to the sensations of the body without aversion, without fear, without control, with kindness? But remember, relating with kindness is more about the absence of aversion, the absence of impatience, the absence of judgment, than it is about having a special quality we might call love or kindness. It's quite simple. It's beautiful, but simple. Non-aversion or love is this willingness to include, to not push away, to not dwell on thoughts that this doesn't belong or this isn't the way it's supposed to be. So we can experiment in the most straightforward way with the experience of the body sitting now. Relating to all these different sensations that are coming and going as if they belong, They belong, of course, because they're here. It's like this now. Breathing in this willingness to include all the sensations that are here now in the body. And while breathing out, again, this willingness to soften and include all the sensations that are here now in the body. So it's as if each inhalation, each exhalation is a simple, beautiful yes. Yes, it's like this now, the body. Yes, these sensations belong here now. And you can even use that mental note if it's helpful, just repeating the word yes each time you breathe in. Repeating the word yes each time you breathe out. Saying a simple and a beautiful yes to the sensations of the body. And then in the same way, when the mind is distracted, thoughts are arising, emotion, whatever it might be, as soon as it's recognized, when you feel the breath coming in, just say yes to the distraction, the qualities of mind that are present. Yes, it's like this. And while breathing out, yes, this is how it is now in the mind and in the body. And let the yes be tender-hearted, kind, patient, and forgiving. We understand the enormity of causes and conditions. That things can't be other than the way they are right now. That it doesn't make sense. Ill will doesn't make sense. It's not helpful. In fact, ill will always hurts. Always. And of course, if you need to, you can use a more substantial phrase to help guide the mind back to this attitude of loving kindness. For example, while breathing in, you could repeat the phrase, "I do care about this body just as it is. I care enough to be close, to say yes." And something similar as the breath goes out. And even if there were to be a lot of ill will in the mind, impatience or boredom or not liking the sensations in the body, is it possible to relate to the ill will with acceptance and kindness? Just to acknowledge that, yep, there is ill will, it feels like this, and I care about the unpleasantness of this ill will. I care enough to acknowledge it honestly, that it feels like this now, and I care about that. you're willing to begin again and again. We're using this experience of knowing the body, knowing the breath in the body, to cultivate an attitude of non-aversion or loving kindness. Why can't the mind have a loving attitude toward the breath, toward the sensations in the body, toward the distractions that arise in the mind? What's actually in the way of relating to these phenomena in a patient and kindly way? And remember, even if the mind is reacting and struggling and resisting, it's always possible, in a sense, to step back and to relate to the resistance with kindness. Oh, the mind is like this now. And I care enough to honestly acknowledge that it feels like this now. Care enough to wish well for this body and mind. May this heart be at ease with these conditions just as they are. So whether you use phrases like that or not, see if you can sustain a kind, clear presence with the breath, with the body, with other phenomena that come and go in the mind and body. Remembering that love or loving kindness is this willingness to be close, or this willingness to include the experience as it actually is. Not needing to push away or resist or control or judge. Mindfulness itself is an act of kindness. This gift of being intimate or present with experience. And of course, the more the mind recognizes and is established in loving kindness, then it becomes more apparent when any of the habits of ill will get triggered, however subtle. The contrast makes it really obvious when the mind once again becomes a little controlling, resisting, struggling, trying to get rid of something. And then there's that opportunity to have a kind relationship to the ill will. It's not about being averse to the aversion, hating the ill will. Be on the lookout for any attitude of mind that seems to justify ill will or impatience, justifies pushing something away or being tight. And again, it isn't about seeing those patterns as being bad, but being kind and interested and just wanting to understand, is this helping? Is this resistance or this ill will, this impatience, is it helping? What is it setting in motion? What's the alternative? Given that there is this feeling, the experience of the moment feels like this, what is the skillful way, what is the skillful attitude of mind, way of relating to the way it is, to the way it feels now? With aversion or with kindness and acceptance? We want to turn to kindness because it's functional, because it's skillful, not because we think we should. To see that it's the easy way, the skillful way, to be with experience. In other words, ill will hurts. Useful opportunity to notice whether the mind justified ill will. Noticing any reverberations of judgment or being tight in any way. Again, not to get tight about being tight, but to simply learn. And to be curious, how might the heart relate to the way that it is now? What is the skillful healing, enlivening way to be with conditions that are like this now? Is there anything to be gained relating with ill will or aversion? What unfolds if we open to the body, the sensations here, or open to the quality of the mind with kindness and clarity?